Combing through caves and searching abandoned compounds for evidence can be dangerous work. Retired Army General David Grange knows that firsthand. Grange was wounded by a booby trap on such a mission in Vietnam. A veteran of 3 decades in the military, Grange says operations of this kind are intricate and often risky.
First of all, you have to secure the area so there's no escape routes. Then as you go in, you need a raiding force made up of Rangers or Marines or the 101st Airborne or somebody that's going to actually go into the target area. And then it may be slow movement for them because they may have to go through obstacles, known obstacles or obstacles they detect en route, booby traps and mines that have to be cleared by engineers or locals that can guide you through it. And that may not be a very quick process. And then you actually are on a target itself that you're going to take down. And that may begin by just bursting into a room, a cave entrance, or it may be opening up with mortar machine gun fire as you approach, and then you go in to clear those rooms. So it takes more than just, let's say, 20, 30 commandos to do the actual cave entrance or building entrance at a site. You have security forces, you have support by fire forces, and then you have a reaction force that can come in to reinforce you if the target ends up being 1,500 Taliban fighters instead of 50, or areas you have to protect until you can determine what you have found.
The military says that the Marines are looking for evidence. Now, what constitutes evidence?
You really have 3 types of information that's being gathered. You have military intelligence that's near term. It's on the ground, boots on the ground, information that you need to continue with the fight. Then you have evidence to support some of the ongoing investigations from past terrorist attacks or possible future terrorist attacks on the homeland of the United States. And that's what the FBI guys are doing there. And then the third type is information gathered by agencies like the Central Intelligence Agency to prosecute the war throughout the globe.
In a Kabul bazaar, a Wall Street Journal reporter bought a hard drive that turned out to have some Al-Qaeda documents on it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine they're using hard drives, storing information that would be useful to the U.S. on hard drives. That just seems sloppy.
Well, it is sloppy. It's funny that sometimes security is breached by the temptation to brag, to boast about exploits. And so a lot of times things are saved, maps, pictures, itineraries, link-up sites, for 2 reasons. One, to show them off as you're drinking tea, as you're discussing operations that you've conducted or going to conduct in a boasting manner, similar to that one bin Laden tape we've all seen. And the other is because they can't remember the information, so they have to write it down. So they either put it on a computer, they write it down in a notebook, and that notebook may have been left when an airstrike was coming in, or they knew that forces, they could hear tanks rumbling in the valley below, and they left as fast as they could. You know, our procedures in our military is you destroy information if you can't carry it with you. But sometimes some of that information is very difficult to destroy in time.
Retired Army General David Grange.